Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, we're in the 70th Berlinale 2020. I'm David Martos, and we're about to talk to Mr. Chris Lewis, one of the sons of late Jerry Lewis. Mr. Lewis is donating today all the materials that his father kept from the shooting of the film The Day the Clown Cried, and he's donating it to the Deutsche Kinemathek. Mr. Lewis, thanks so much for being with us. Are you ready?
I'm ready whenever you guys are ready.
Good. We should start asking you how you feel today that you are giving away all these materials.
I'm very proud. This represents just a very small piece of the archive that I've been putting together now for about 45 years. My dad was extremely good about saving things, about saving everything. When he would do early television shows, he would have the American Kinescope Company do a black and white kinescope of every performance that he did. So when we gave his archive to the Library of Congress in the U.S. in 2015, that was the first time they'd received many of these television programs from the 1940s and 1950s that no other copies had existed. So my dad was very anal about keeping things. But with a project like The Day the Clown Cried, it was something that was so personal to him, and it was such a departure from where he normally was in the world of comedy, that when it came time to make the film, he put his all into it. When the film could not be finished, could not be released because of the producer who stole the money, who never retained the rights from the writer in the first place. My dad did not have the right to rewrite the film. He did not have the right to actually even make the film. And so it was such a disappointing thing to him that he just didn't want to see any of these things. He just wanted it to go away. But that's when I convinced him to give it to me. I said, let me keep it. And if there's ever an opportunity to do something with it down the line, then at least we'll have it. It won't be thrown away. And so he, over many years, gave me everything that he came across that he had of the film. So that's what represents the gift here to the Kinemathek, is everything that he had of the making of The Day the Clown Cried.
I read in an interview that you watched a copy of this now lost film at home, is it right, with your father?
Yes, actually, we were very fortunate, because in our home, my dad bought our home in Bel Air from the widow of Louis B. Mayer of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. So he had a 35-millimeter screening room in our living room of our home. So the wall with the pictures on it went down in the back, and there were two big 35-millimeter projectors. A screen would come out of the ceiling, and we could watch the dailies from one of my dad's films or a movie that he wanted to see. He would call the studio and say, could we borrow a print of this? A union projectionist would come over to our house and project the film, and that was our movie night. A little different than other people's movie nights, but yeah, it was pretty special. And that's how I saw The Day the Clown Cried for the first time. First and only time in 1972 was the rough cut that my dad screened for us at our home in Bel Air.
Could you describe a little bit all the materials you are donating and you brought here today to the interview?
The material that we've donated to the Kinemathek is my dad's personal work. These are the shooting scripts for both the Paris shoot, which was in March of 1972, and this is the larger script, which is from the shoot in Stockholm. So these are all of my dad's personal notes, his notes for both the shooting of the film and for the cutting. So this is as personal as it gets. In these books and in the envelopes that had the binder pages that were in there at one time or another, they contain all of his personal letters to the people he loved, to my mother, to the people that he worked with in Hollywood, his agents, producers, also to the man that stole all the money from the film and what he would like to do to him. I mean, Kinemathek has this now. It's really quite interesting. But these are my dad's thoughts on paper. I mean, this is him. So this is actually the most intimate reflection of what went into the making of this film, is what we have just given to the Kinemathek, because this is where it's going to be treated properly.
Would you be able to describe or to elaborate a little bit more, maybe, on why this particular film is a diversion in his career? I mean, why was it so special to him?
Well, The Day the Clown Cried was first brought to him probably 10 years before it was made by a writer named Joan O'Brien, who was somebody he knew who was in a film with him in 1962. But it wasn't until he was performing at the Olympia Theater in Paris in 1971 that the producer, Nat Waxberger, came to him and said he had the rights to this film and he thought it's something my dad should really consider doing. My dad's life had changed a lot through the late 60s. My dad's type of family movies were not really what the movie-going public was looking for in America. The Summer of Love was not good to my dad's movies in 1967. And so by 1971, he was looking for something to do other than the typical type of Jerry Lewis movies. So this really appealed to him. And the fact that this was a German clown in Berlin who was suffering from the fact that he used to be famous and wasn't anymore. My dad was feeling a lot of that personally at that time. He just got off of 10 days at the Olympia Theater in Paris to sell out crowds and accolades throughout France, but he couldn't go back to the United States and make his type of movies anymore, which was very depressing to him. So this was a departure that he thought was something that he could do and do well, because he was a clown. So he could represent a clown easily, and yet the story of protecting children in a concentration camp was something that really appealed to him because of his love for children. And that's really where it started. That's where it came from.
And finally, Chris, how would you describe your relationship to your father?
That's kind of hard to answer in less than an hour and a half. But I was always extremely proud of my father because he always involved us in everything that he did. When he was making movies, we were always on the set at Paramount. I can remember being on the set of Cinderfella when I was 2 years old. Thank you. And every set thereafter, all of his television shows. So we were extremely proud of what he did, but also all of his work with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, raising money for kids with neuromuscular disease, which was such a huge part of his life. So this was something that I got involved in when I was 14 years old, and I worked with him on every annual telethon for 39 years, which now led to what I do, which I run an organization called the American Wheelchair Mission. We deliver free wheelchairs around the world to people who need them and can't afford them, and I've been doing that for 20 years. So I was very proud of my dad for many of the things that he did, and my attitudes changed over the years because sometimes I'm thinking, okay, you love the spotlight an awful lot, but then again, he's using that spotlight to help children with neuromuscular disease. So as you get older, you realize it was kind of a master plan of his of how he was going to use his celebrity to benefit humanity, and he did that up to the last day of his life. So very proud of what he did and, you know, the fact that I got to work with him very closely for many, many years.
Chris Lewis, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm David Martos. This is the Berlinale 2020, and this was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.